Previously on the escape world, Magnus the Cobra and Kelvin found a solution to the tribe's problem. But on that same night, the tribe was attacked by spies from Melvin's side. They were able to fend off the attack, but the next morning, the tribe decided to leave that place. The Cobra said that he knew another stronghold, and so they went following him. We left them when a few flappers were coming towards them and they were ducking for cover. And now for the next episode. "Phew, that was close," said Magnus. The three of them were hiding behind a tree, out of the range of the marauders, the flappers and the crushers. "We're not out of safety yet," said Kelvin. "Sooner or later they will find us. We need to be prepared for attack."
"Well, we are too late," said the Cobra. "They're already here."
And he was right. Hordes and hordes of them were pouring into the same jungle. Sooner or later they would be found and taken to King Melvin.
"Well, there's only one thing that we can do to save ourselves," said Kelvin.
"Oh, please let it not be hand-to-hand combat," said Magnus.
"Hand-to-hand combat," said Kelvin.
"This is just my luck," said Magnus. But anyways, the three of them stepped out and bravely stood in front of their enemies. Now that the three enemies did not have to search for Kelvin, Magnus and the Cobra, they just came. Kelvin, being the king's brother, had some military training and he was able to fight them off pretty easily. The Cobra, on the other hand, was able to bite anybody who came within his range. And Magnus? Magnus was hyperventilating.
"Oh God, we're gonna die, we're gonna die. What do we do, what do we do? Why do I only have to get stuck in this? Why?"
"Can you stop that?" said Kelvin.
"You're not making it any easy. You're not even fighting."
And just as he said this, a flapper came and hit him square on the chest. He fell down.
"Kelvin, Kelvin, are you okay? Are you okay?"
said the Cobra. "I'm fine," said Kelvin. "But I don't think I'll be able to fight anymore." Just as he said this, all of them came and closed in on Magnus, the Kelvin, and the Cobra. They were now going to be captured and taken to King Melvin's fort.
"Why did I have to get stuck into this?" said Magnus.
And just as they were about to get captured, a flash of purple light came about and all three of them dispersed. The enemies in this case. There was another flash of purple light and all the enemies disappeared into thin air.
"What was that?"
said Magnus. "I'm not surprised seeing the magical things that we've already encountered, but what is that?"
"Master Ogden," said Kelvin and bowed down.
The Cobra followed suit and Magnus, not wanting to be left out, did the same.
"Rise, noble warriors," said a voice, and they all got up.
It was a man. He looked like a wizard because he was wearing a purple cloak, a purple hat, and he had a purple shield around him. So that was very unmistakably a wizard.
"Master Ogden, what brings you here?"
said Kelvin. "Not to be rude, but who are you?" said Magnus.
"That's rude,"
said the Cobra. Master Ogden put a hand up.
"No, no, it's all right, it's all right. I understand.
Young man, my name is Master Ogden. I am a sorcerer and I am one of the greatest that has ever been. Not to brag. I know what you have been doing as I have been following your journey. You are the only people that can save our world."
"Ah, yes, from that tribe. I know," said Magnus.
The Cobra shot him a glare.
"Let him finish!"
See, nobody actually wants to be against King Melvin,
So all of them are just preparing to fight the tribe. But I have looked into the future and I know there is no way we can defeat that other tribe.
Well, what brings you here then? Said Kelvin.
I have heard of this extremely rare serum, said Master Ogden. In small quantities, it can make anybody a relentless fighter.
And what serum might that be? Said the cobra.
It is the death serum, said Master Ogden.
There was a trail of silence.
The death serum? Said Kelvin.
But...
Yes, I know. It is only found in the volcanic mountains on the other side of this world. I know it's difficult to get there, but that's the only way. If we get enough of it and we give it to everybody who opposes King Melvin, we will be able to fight off the tribe and maybe even overthrow Kelvin. Who knows?
That is a good idea in theory, said Magnus.
But practically, how can we do this?
Master Ogden looked at Magnus's face.
Looking at your face, I can tell you that there is another place where this serum can be found.
Where? What has my face told you? What is written on my face?
He put his hands over his face.
Come on, silly. He's a wizard, said the cobra.
Seeing your face, I can clearly tell that there is traces of the serum somewhere in your world.
In my world? Said Magnus. I've never heard of this death serum. What is its scientific name?
Hydrogenous Tetherenus. In your English.
It's a really difficult language to speak. I preferably find it comfortable to talk in the common words. But whatever, that's a scientific name.
Oh, no, I've never heard of that serum, said Magnus.
Come on, I would have told you that you would have some of that serum or you would have heard about it. I know you've not heard about this, but listen to me.
Look, your parents have traces of the serum in their room in your house.
What? Said the three of them.
Magnus was hyperventilating again. He was actually freaking out.
Oh my god. Are my parents supporting King Melvin?
Oh my god. What is wrong with this person? Is he always like this?
Master Ogden said, looking at Kelvin and the cobra.
Most of the times, said the cobra.
No, silly. Even they don't know that they have the serum.
It is hidden in their room, even though they don't know about it. It has been planted by agencies in your world who actually know about this serum and the damage that it can do.
Well then, why my house? Said Magnus.
Said Master Ogden. You really are a dim-witted person.
What does your father do?
Well, he's a businessman, but how does that be anything?
Oh, Master Ogden smiled.
You see, your father is not a businessman. That is what you have thought. Actually, your parents are agents in a very, very, very secret agency. If they tell any information to anybody except those two, the consequences are going to be horrible. And they have some of the serum in their room. So all you need to do is get back to your world, get some of the serum, and voila, you can defeat the tribe that is about to destroy our world.
Oh, okay, said the cobra. But how do we get into the world?
Good question, said Master Ogden.
Kelvin?
Kelvin nodded.
See, the only way to get back to the world is to complete a quest. Magnus might already know about this since it was written on the game.
Oh, that was what the poem was about, said Magnus,
finally getting it.
Yes, said Master Ogden. you have to complete a quest. And once you complete that quest, you can get back, get the serum, come back and save this world.
Magnus was actually thinking quite hard right now. But if I can get back to my world, why should I come back here? I don't want to die.
Kelvin smiled.
Oh, you really don't know anything. Once this tribe destroys our world, which world do you think they'll come to next?
Your world, of course. That's why, if you want to save your world, you need to save our world. Get it?
All right, said Magnus. Come on, let's get the quest now.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that episode of The Escape World. I know it was a bit on the longish side, but I hope you enjoyed it all the same. We will be back with another episode of The Escape World. Bye for now.